with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." We see from this scripture here that there are some things in life that are impossible, and this is one of them. It is impossible to please God without faith. That means that it cannot be done. So if I'm going to please God, then I'm going to have to learn something about faith. I'm going to have to learn how to use my faith, how to walk in faith. The Bible says the just shall live by what? By faith. The just shall live by faith. Now turn over to Romans chapter 12. Amen. All right, verse 1 says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto him, unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God have dealt to every man the measure of faith." This scripture tells us that God has dealt to every man, he's talking about a believer, a measure of faith. Now, what you do with that faith is your business. You can increase that measure that he gave you. I mean, you know, you can increase in faith. All right, you remember the disciples asked Jesus, say, "Lord, increase our faith." So your faith can increase. Your faith can grow. So you should not be like the man in the parable that Jesus gave, when he gave one man 5 talents, another man 2, and another man 1. The man that had 5 talents doubled his and had 10. Means after a while, the Lord dealt to him 5 talents. And the Bible says after a long while, the Lord came back to bring them into account. Amen. So when the Lord came back, the one that had 5 now had 10. He said, "Lord, you gave me 5, but here's 10. The Lord said, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." So the Lord is pleased when you increase what he gives you. Right? You've been faithful over a few things. I'm going to make you ruler over many. Promotion in the kingdom comes through you being fruitful and faithful and doing good. The one that had 2, say, "Lord, you gave me 2. Here's 4. The Lord gave him the same reward. Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many. Then the one that had 1 talent, the Lord said, "Okay, what'd you do with the talent I gave you?" He said, "Lord, I buried your talent because I was afraid." Fear. "I was afraid, so I buried it, and here is the 1 talent that you gave to me." And the Lord didn't say, "Well done." The Lord said, "You wicked and slothful servant." Called him wicked and lazy. He said, the least you could have done was gave my talent to the bank and said, at least I'd have got some interest. So the measure that God has given to you, he expects you to increase it. Faith can grow. Amen. Let me give you a scripture on it. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3 says, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly. What was happening to their faith? Their faith was growing exceedingly. I want to ask you a question. Is your faith growing? Is it? Is your faith in God getting bigger? Or is your faith in God diminishing and getting smaller? Or do you have the same measure of faith he gave you when you got saved? You hadn't advanced at all. I'm going to tell you, if your faith is not growing, the Lord is not pleased. He wants you to grow in faith. Bible said grow in grace, grow in grace. You can't grow in grace without faith. You can't receive anything from God without faith. I know that's a hard saying, but it's the truth. If you're going to receive salvation, you got to have faith. We are saved by grace through what? Faith. We are healed by grace through what? Faith. We are prosperous by grace through what? Faith. We are delivered by grace through what? If you're going to get anything from God, you're going to get it faith's way. Because faith is the way of God. We have a faith God. He demands faith. Amen. If you're going to please him, you got to have faith. But God wants you to take that measure that he gave you, and he wants it to grow. Now, how do you grow your faith? You grow your faith by feeding on the word. Amen. How many of y'all, maybe not while we're fasting, but you like to eat a lot? How many of y'all eat every day when you ain't on a fast? Who in here don't eat something every day? That means we big eaters. Anytime you do something every day, that's got to be real important if you do it every day, right? Yeah. If you do something every day, it's important to your survival, yeah. Right? How many of y'all breathe every day? Important to your survival, ain't it? Stop breathing for 10 minutes. I dare any one of you, stop breathing for 10 minutes. You ain't gonna do that, are you? You said, no, Pastor, I ain't doing that. So if natural food is important to your body for you to stay strong and healthy, then your spirit man, which is your inner man, also needs a daily supply. But how many of you know that we'll feed this physical man and we'll starve our spirit? And that's why faith is puny and weak, because you're not giving a supply. Your spirit man needs more nourishment than your natural man. That means that you should be just as diligent about feeding your spirit man, your inner man, as you are about feeding your physical body. In fact, I heard about Smith Wigglesworth that he wouldn't eat unless he first partook of the word. And then he made a statement that we've heard that's gone all around the world. He said, most men feed themselves 3 hot meals every day and a cold snack of spiritual food on Sunday. Well, how you gonna be strong like that if you're not feeding and meditating on the word? God wants you to have great faith. He wants you to have strong faith. Jesus rebuked his disciples for having little faith, didn't he? Oh, you of little faith. Amen. He wants you to have a great faith, big faith, strong faith. And so what we've done the last 2 weeks, we looked at people in the Bible who had strong faith or great faith. Jesus recognized great faith. And I remember last night the Lord asked me, he said, would you recognize great faith if you saw it? And I had to think about that. I said, would I recognize great faith if it came right in front of me? Well, I didn't know how to answer it. I said, well, Lord, I'm learning. I believe I would, because I'm learning what the components of great faith. What is great faith? How do you know when somebody have great faith? If Jesus could see faith, then I can see faith. If Jesus could hear faith, then I can hear faith. You understand? Because me and him connected together. Amen. And he said, it's given to me to know the mysteries of the kingdom. Well, faith is one of those mysteries that's been revealed. That you got to have faith if you're going to walk with God. You cannot walk with God in unbelief. You cannot walk with God in fear. And you cannot walk with God when you're doubt, when you're full of doubt. You have to get to a place where you are single-minded and where your eye is single. That means that you're looking at nothing but the Word of God. Hallelujah. I'm going to show you what strong faith is. Then I'm going to show you what hinders strong faith. What would keep you from developing strong faith? Because it is the will of God for you to have strong faith. Y'all ain't too excited about it, huh? Well, if you don't know what faith will do for you, I can see why you don't have no enthusiasm. If you don't know what the benefit of strong faith is, then you just say, well, it don't matter whether my faith's strong or not. See, you don't care. But you'll miss out on God's best because I'm giving you, I'm going to say, the Holy Spirit is sharing with us things that have been hidden for ages and generations. He has pulled the curtain back on our redemption, and he has shown us that we can have what God says we can have, and what God has provided is ours. Amen? Praise God. So everybody say, I got a measure, and it's going to increase today. Now, how does faith come? By hearing, and hearing by what? All right, what is the Word of God? It is the rhema of God. That word, W-R-D, is the word rhema. It is the word that God speaks to you that causes faith to come. Faith comes when you hear God talking to you. Hallelujah. How many of you know that Jesus made a promise to all of us? That said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And then how many people will pray and say, Lord, don't leave me. Oh, Lord, please don't leave me. All right, but don't you know what the Bible says? He said he'd never leave you nor forsake you. Now, why are you asking him to not leave you when he gave you his word? See, you know what the Bible says, but you ain't living it in that particular case. Right? So let me tell you something. I know that was in the Bible, and then many times I felt alone and said, Lord, where you at? Well, he already told me he ain't never left. He ain't gonna never leave me nor forsake me. That's his word to me. Now, that word won't benefit me unless I mix faith with it. Glory to
God. Glory to God. You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that was